Hey guys, welcome back to Lyrics Thoughts. I know it's been a while since my last episode, but I have had a ton of things going on. Moving into a new crib, getting overwhelmed with school, lots of overtime at work. So it's just been so much going on. But I'm back. And this time I'm going to stay on schedule for you guys. I'm sorry. A lot of people have been asking me, like, what's going on? You making another episode? Yes, I'm back. Today, I want to talk about grandparents. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I'm a 90s kid, and my grandmother had a huge impact on my life. She was my, like, knight in shining armor, in a sense. She really laid the foundation for me, along with my mother, to build the person that I am today on the inside. She taught me to not take no bullish from nobody and to always speak my mind, you know, always express myself. She always told me that I was very hot-headed and temperamental and that I was very, very opinionated. And, you know, as y'all can see, clearly I am. My grandmother passed away May of this year, and it was the hardest thing that I ever had to go through in my life. I'm sorry. I'm kind of tearing up a little bit because when I got the call that she was gone, it was just like a piece of me was taken away, and it just wasn't fair, you know. Now, granted, my grandmother had been sick for a really long time, in and out of a hospital. She was in nursing homes for quite some time, and she had been intubated to the point where she was unable to communicate anymore. But you know, she was still there for a while, before she passed. Her personality was still there, and I would go see her in the nursing home. We would play tic-tac-toe. I would play her favorite music all the time. Her favorite person was James Brown. And her favorite song was Get Up Off of That Thing. And Dance Till You Feel Better. Ayy. One of my last conversations with her before she was actually unable to speak and was intubated was that she wanted me to get a red rose tatted on me with her name on it. And I was like, Nana, I can't do that. Like, that's bad luck. Like, if I do that, then, you know what's going to happen. And she was like, well, how am I supposed to see it if I'm dead? And I'm just like, bruh, like, you out here wilding. I'm not doing that. So one of the first things that I thought about when I did get the call that she had passed was like, damn, I guess now I gotta go get that tattoo, you know. And any of you guys that know me know that I have a lot of tattoos. I have really big tattoos, and I'm always itching for a new tattoo. But this was definitely a tattoo that I actually didn't want to have to get so soon, if that makes sense. But I did. I got it tatted on my arm and got her name on it, and I look at it every single day. I miss her so much. That was my person. Like, that was my role dog. We talked about everything under the sun. She actually taught me a lot about astrology and knowing the signs and the compatibility, and taught me how to do crossword puzzles. Like, I could do them crossword puzzles all day. And the word search, girl, I got like 5 of them games on my phone. Okay, I played them all day just like an old person. And gear. She was actually the person that introduced me to peach rings. And y'all know I love me some peach rings, especially 7-Eleven be having them 2 for $1. Yeah, don't play. I be getting peach rings all the time. But, you know, if you have your grandparents still alive on this earth and you don't call them sometime, see how they doing. Trust and believe me, they would appreciate just hearing your voice, you know what I'm saying, just getting to talk to you, just knowing that you're okay, or just for you caring about how their day is going. I still, you know, wish that I had the opportunity to still speak to my grandmother from time to time, because a lot of things that I think about and a lot of things that I stress about nowadays, I know that talking with her would give me some type of guidance, would give me a word of advice, a sound word of advice. I didn't really know my grandfather like that, so he passed away as well a few years ago. And my grandmother was really all I had. You know, I got my first car, which was a Camry. I used to drive right back to Spanish Harlem, like, you're Nana, I'm outside. Let's go to the park. Let's go around Cornwall. What we want to do? You know, and it hurts. It still hurts to this day. You know, I have dreams about her all the time, to the point where I'm still a little afraid to go to sleep because I kind of don't want to see her, but I do want to see her. But it's just, you know, it definitely hurts. It's different when you have a grandparent that was actually, you know, a part of your life, that had a very strong hold on your life. You know, she did a lot of things, and she wasn't perfect. You know what I'm saying? She didn't have a perfect relationship with her own children, but I truly believe and feel in my heart that she tried to make up for that with her grandkids. And there's about 16, 17 of us. And, you know, the ones that did come around and stuff, she showed her love for them in any way that she possibly could. But they all know I was the favorite. I've been the favorite because I'm, like, the greatest thing to ever grace the earth since 93. You heard? But that was my dog. I'm really going to miss her. I ride around in my car with her obituary right on my dashboard. And I just feel a little safer, you know, with her right there watching over me along with God. I miss her. And I'm still coping. I'm still mourning with it. I still talk to her. There's little things that I'll catch, like a shadow at the corner of my eye. And I'm like, yo, my mans, you just scared me. Like, do you understand? You just scared me. Don't do that. You gonna come through here. Come through here. To pull up a chair. We got a nice little couch sitting here. But don't scare me like that. You heard? And it's also crazy. Like, now I start hearing, like, my name being called. I look around. Nobody called my name. I'm like, what? I be at work hearing somebody say my name. And I'm like, yo, stop saying my name, B. And everybody be looking at me like, ain't nobody was talking to you. I'd be like, oh, well, I heard somebody say my name. So, whatever. But all in all, guys, seriously. If you have grandparents, appreciate your grandparents. Talk to your grandparents. Take them out sometimes, or go over there and, you know, read with them. Watch the stupid shows with them. Them little soap operas or whatever the heck they watch nowadays. Me and my grandma used to watch Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, Jerry Springer, Days of Our Lives, General Hospital. All those, yes, I used to watch them all with her all the time. That was my dog. So, guys, just appreciate your grandparents. Love them. Don't wait until the last minute when they get sick. You know what I'm saying? Don't wait until it's the funeral and now it's hitting you like, damn, I really didn't spend time or get to know my grandmother or my grandfather. That's what they're here for. They're here to give us knowledge about things that they went through. They're here to help us, guide us, nurture us. You know what I'm saying? Love them, man. For real. Love them, because you don't know when they're going to leave. You never know. All right, I'm going to cut this short because, you know, I'm getting a little emotional right now, whatever. You know, I'm a straight thug, gangsta lean. I can't be out here crying. You know what I'm saying? But I'm definitely going to stay on schedule with you guys so everyone can start sending me their questions back again. The email address is djrenee, that's R-E-N-E-E, 93@icloud.com. Go ahead and send those questions in to me. I will be answering them, and I will be staying on schedule this time. Love y'all for listening. I hope everybody enjoys their week. Be safe. It's Labor Day weekend. All my Caribbean people, turn up. All right. I want to see lots of go-go wine upon the park. Because you know, me a Caribbean by association. My adopted Jamaican. Yeah. Later.